This is the executive summary of TruSec Threat Intelligence Report 2023. The cyber threat landscape is evolving. Today, cybersecurity is as much impacted by geopolitical events as by technical developments. This report focuses on real-world challenges and their impact on your organization's cybersecurity. Whether it's cyber war, the rise of hacktivism, or the ramifications of new laws and regulations, we'll explain the challenges and help you predict and plan for your protection and response. Our annual threat intelligence report is aimed at anyone interested in cybersecurity, from the technical specialists to the senior CISO. The main focus, however, is to guide decision makers responsible for developing strategic plans for their organization's cybersecurity to ensure that resources are well invested. The year 2022 was dominated by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. For the first time in decades, Europe is again at war, and this has affected the cybersecurity landscape. A notable consequence of the war in Ukraine and the resulting conflict between Russia and the West is that the previously clear distinction between cybercrime and state-sponsored cyberattacks is becoming increasingly blurred. There now exists a gray zone where the Russian government tolerates and possibly even encourages ransomware syndicates and hacktivists to target organizations as a form of proxy conflict. Consequently, we should expect more of these attacks in the coming year. This gray zone is not limited to Russia, even if the war in Ukraine has accelerated it there. While individual cybercriminals can hide in any country, large organized groups of cybercriminals or hacktivists can only operate in countries where the government allows their activities or is too weak to stop them. As we noted last year, whether it's cyber war, hacktivism, or even cybercrime, cyber threats now have a political dimension. Your organization could be the target of a cyber attack for no other reason than someone disapproving of the politics of your country's government. Cybercrime is a global problem, and cybercriminals can strike anywhere. Ransomware is still the primary cyber threat to organizations. This includes everything from widely distributed automated ransomware to big game hunting attacks, where teams of professional cybercriminals manually target organizations with precision attacks. Most of the cybercrime incidents handled by TruSec originate from cybercriminals in Russia. Ransomware, in particular, is associated with the Russian cybercrime ecosystem. TruSec observed a dip in ransomware attacks among our customers in the first half of 2022, when cybercriminals had to reorganize some of their financial activities due to the Russian invasion of Ukraine and their subsequent sanctions. The effect was only temporary. In the second half of 2022, TruSec assesses that ransomware increased by 25% compared to the previous year. Modern ransomware syndicates are not organized businesses. TruSec and the cybersecurity community have often referred to ransomware criminals as gangs, but this can be misleading. Organizationally, large ransomware syndicates look more like modern tech startups than street gangs, and with better organization comes specialization. Threat actors in ransomware ecosystems are often specialized and trade or rent their skills and tools to other actors in a sprawling criminal economy. Looking at the initial attack vectors used in severe ransomware cases, we've observed that the three most common attack vectors remain the same as in 2021. Phishing emails, vulnerability exploits, and using malware credentials to remote services, such as VPN and RDP. The most noticeable change in 2022 compared to 2021 was the increase in the use of valid credentials to breach organizations. There is a rapidly growing market of initial access brokers, IABs. IABs are cybercriminals that focus on stealing credentials and selling them to other cybercriminals, such as ransomware groups. Enforcing multi-factor authentication, MFA, should now be mandatory, but some IABs have also begun to offer the ability to circumvent MFA by using stolen tokens. Our outlook for 2023. Thus far, everything points to a further increase in ransomware in 2023. There are many drivers for this increase, the most important being the continuing isolation of Russia and the continued deterioration of Russia's economy. As opportunities to pursue a typical IT career that supports a decent life in Russia decrease, the lure of organized cybercrime will likely appear a more viable option to many in the Russian IT sector. In the current climate, the Russian government has no incentive to clamp down on the ransomware industry. On the contrary, the Russian government probably sees cybercriminals as a useful tool for a proxy war against the West. This doesn't mean that the Russian government controls the criminals, but by allowing them to continue their criminal business unhindered, Russia lets them serve a useful purpose. Many skilled IT professionals may leave Russia for new jobs in the West, but this brings its own set of problems. Russian IT professionals working outside Russia for Western companies may have family and friends still in Russia. They can prime targets for recruitment by Russian ransomware groups or state-sponsored cyber espionage. Overall, the gray area between cybercrime and Russian state-sponsored attacks will likely continue to blur, and Russia may be slowly becoming a rogue state. The Russian government may contract cybercriminals to do the hacking for them, and Russian intelligence agency will likely continue to experiment by targeting organizations in the West with destructive malware disguised as ransomware. The war in Ukraine has put considerable focus on Russian cyber threats. It's possible that the focus will shift more to Chinese threat actors in 2023. The most significant cyber threat from China today is industrial espionage and information operations. The current trend is towards a slow disengagement between China and the West. If this continues, it will likely lead to China stepping up its cyber espionage abroad to compensate when fewer Western companies put their intellectual property inside China, where it's easy to steal. Chinese cybercrime appears to be a distinct criminal ecosystem with little overlap with Russian cybercrime. So far, ransomware doesn't seem to be taking root among Chinese cybercriminals. The most notable exceptions have been tied to a few Chinese advanced persistent threats, APTs, like trying to obtain additional funds for their cyber espionage. Chinese cybercrime is expected to continue to focus primarily on Chinese nationals, but the size of the Chinese cybercrime ecosystem warrants continued vigilance. It's also possible that new cybercriminal ecosystem will threaten Europe in 2023. Cybercrime is global, and as soon as people with the right technical skills are given a chance to organize criminal enterprises, they can strike anywhere. Ransomware will likely remain the most dangerous form of cyber attack for most organizations. Threat actors will likely continue to experiment with new forms of extortion other than ransomware. But overall, the trend appears to be multiple forms of extortion used together rather than individually. A possible future development is that more ransomware groups will experiment with wipers to destroy data after stealing the most sensitive data, then sell back the stolen data to the victim as the only backup. However, this requires extensive reconnaissance to ensure that threat actor has located the most sensitive data, so it may not always be practical. The professionalization and industrialization of cybercrime will likely continue in 2023. The current trend towards small and medium-sized teams working closely together might lead to further specialization. We may see a rise in smaller, agile ransomware groups specializing in attacking particular systems or industries. Technically, cybercriminals will follow their prey, which means an increased emphasis on attacking cloud solutions. In 2023, we expect new waves of cyber fraud and sophisticated social engineering attacks due to the explosion in available AI. If Western companies face financial hardship in 2023, this could lead to the downsizing and layoffs among IT personnel. This can hurt an organization's cyber resilience. In a worst-case scenario, it could also tempt employees facing dismissal to become insiders for cybercrime. Overall, it will be more important than ever for organizations to understand how their data is secured technically and legally. It is critical to know where your data is physically located and under which laws it's regulated. The least expensive solution for your IT is almost always the least secure. And not securing your data can represent considerable legal and financial risks. Recommendations and priorities for 2023. Assume breach. Begin by assuming breach to make the necessary transition from a prevention-only mindset to a more holistic one. While attackers only need to find one vulnerability to enter your digital garden, with proper detection, it would only require one misstep for them to be discovered. Early detection is key to minimizing the consequences of a breach. Ensure you have proven detection and response capability. This translates into having a capability that consists of functionality for detecting suspicious behavior, responding to threats by isolating clients and servers from the network, as well as a central console for administration and investigation. No matter what you read or hear, there are no products on the market that will function efficiently without supervision by a human operator. Alarms and potential threats must be evaluated by specialists who understand the alert context and can determine if a deeper investigation is necessary. While detection capabilities are essential, preventive measures are still very much needed. Many of the incidents during 2022 began with attackers exploiting valid credentials for remote services that didn't require a second factor to authenticate users. Another prevalent vector was exploiting known vulnerabilities in publicly facing systems and applications. We highly recommend to continuously monitor threats, such as leaked credentials or vulnerable systems that are exposed to the internet. It doesn't matter whether you're a small business that outsources all your IT to a service provider or a large corporation that runs your own internal IT. All organizations must understand their cybersecurity requirements and the laws and regulations governing data protection. Any organization that evaluates IT services solely based on cost without considering the security aspects will be exposed to potential legal challenges and significant financial risks. Thank you for listening to the Executive Summary. If you want a deep dive into how attacks can manifest by using real-world attack scenarios, make sure to download and read the full report.